This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, so Tony Busby finally followed through on his promise to add the Texans to the Deshaun Watson litigation situation yesterday. In the first of what Busby said will be many cases to which the Texans are added, they were added to the lawsuit, or they were added, the plaintiff in this particular lawsuit, I should say, is Toy Garner, who is the, as we know, there were 24 lawsuits against Deshaun Watson. This was the one that Busby has brought up repeatedly, in which he said that, and Deshaun Watson drove 45 minutes to Manville to go to a massage therapist's mother's house for a massage. That's this one in Brazoria County. November of 2020 is when the sessions took place that are discussed in this particular lawsuit. So that's who the plaintiff is here.
And that was the one too, where, because remember originally he had, in some of the allegations, he said that he was, you know, Deshaun was driving 30 miles here or there. And the first reaction was like, okay, well, that's
Houston.
That's kind of Houston. Manville does, and even though Manville has grown ridiculously, Manville sounds remote. So,
yeah.
It does paint a picture.
It does, when you add, and Busby added to this particular lawsuit, sort of rehashed a lot of stuff that was in the original lawsuit filed against Deshaun by this particular plaintiff, but had the text exchanges in there and the DM exchanges with Deshaun and this plaintiff, where Deshaun was insistent on getting a massage from her. Remember, don't you have an hour? You got to move? He was really trying to get on her schedule very, very badly. As far as the Texans go, I think these are the key players that are mentioned in this lawsuit, and we can go into what each of them are. What each of them are alleged to have known or have done that contribute to the idea that the Texans were negligent in all this. There's really four, Seth, there's really four people in here. I guess maybe five if you include Jack Easterby being mentioned in here. But the four folks in here that there's a section on in this lawsuit corresponding to each of them: Joni Hahn, the owner of Genuine Touch, which is the outside company the Texans contract with to do massage therapy on players.
Yep.
Roland Ramirez, who is the director of player care and the head trainer for the Texans. Brent Nicaro, who is the director of security for the Texans. And then a woman by the name of Megan Weisheit, who is not a Texans contracted massage therapist, but has done some work for the team and is involved in some text exchanges that basically accentuate the deviant behavior that Deshaun is alleged to have conducted himself with in several different massages.
Is that fair
to say?
Yeah, that's fair. And it's not really clear exactly what capacity she's with the team. It says she traveled with the team to London when they played over there. But I'm not exactly clear whether she like was contracted by the Texans or maybe she was just traveling with various players there. So that's a little. But suffice to say, she referred people to Deshaun and at least had a conversation with somebody about Ashley Solis.
Right. Well, in the conversation she had about Ashley Solis, it was from a friend of Ashley Solis.
Yeah.
And this conversation took place after Ashley Solis had told this friend of hers what she accuses Deshaun of. This friend of Ashley Solis called up Megan Weisheit to get some advice on what to tell Ashley Solis. And Megan Weisheit basically guessed that the player in question was Deshaun Watson. You know,
there was a Deshaun Watson.
Right. So it's almost like Megan Whiteside is in there just to do another drive-by on Deshaun in this whole thing. And by the way, this particular lawsuit coming out a day before Deshaun goes and does a disciplinary hearing, probably not the greatest for him either.
Yeah.
Like he comes off just as badly in this lawsuit as he did in any of the other ones.
So they're and Megan Whiteside pleaded the fifth a few times,
yes,
in depositions. Not that that's an indication of guilt or anything.
Yep.
But that she basically intimated, she claims that she heard of behavior that was troubling,
yeah,
I suppose, and that she could relay it on to the Texans.
Yep.
It's just not clear whether she – there's not any proof or evidence here, at least in this lawsuit, that she actually did pass it on to the Texans, or she doesn't say – but she told this one person that she could pass it on to the Texans if she'd like.
Yeah. But she also said she didn't think it would result in much if she did do that.
Yeah, I guess that was almost more damning, I think, if you could get her to answer that question. It's like, okay – why do you think it won't help if you pass it along to the
Texans?
That's
right. The lawsuit is an interesting read in that they include a lot of excerpts from depositions that have been taking place.
Yeah.
Throughout the course of this litigation, some really interesting exchanges with some of the Texans employees in here and Tony Busby, to back up some of what Busby is contending in this lawsuit. So Joni Hahn, Roland Ramirez, and Brent Nakara, Seth, I think these are the three things that we probably need to highlight for folks in here. Busby claims that Joni Hahn, the owner of Genuine Touch, told the Texans in June of 2020 that Watson was scheduling massages on Instagram and putting himself in danger of getting COVID or getting sued.
Yeah.
So there is that allegation in there that Hahn told the Texans something all the way back in June of 2020, you know.
Yeah, but that's where it's also a little bit unclear, because there's other testimony or at least statements she had made to police that would suggest that she knew perhaps that Deshaun might be up to something sketchy, but it wasn't clear, at least as far as I read, that she relayed that information to the Texans.
Right.
So I think that might end up being a Joni, you know, an issue for her, perhaps, if Busby had said at one point that he was going to sue Genuine Touch, but we haven't seen that yet.
Yeah.
So far, I haven't seen that she relayed that part, that her concerns to the Texans were about COVID. And potentially getting in trouble, getting into hot water for reaching out on Instagram to see women.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So here's the next point on the Genuine Touch part of this thing.
Yeah.
Individuals from Genuine Touch were well aware of Watson's quote sketchiness and willingness to push boundaries. Joni Hahn also knew about Watson's towel trick. That's what they call it, with quotes around it. Towel trick.
Yeah.
So the folks at Genuine Touch, and it goes on to say that Genuine Touch knew that at least one of its therapists had, and one more was having, sexual relations with Watson during massage sessions.
Yeah.
So the Genuine Touch part of this thing is pretty explosive, just in terms of what was going on with Deshaun.
And I guess that part, there was another one too, where was it clear that, I guess the huge question is really, okay, as far as it relates to the Texans, how much of that information was relayed to the Texans? Because there it says a couple of the massage therapists, or some of the therapists knew that other therapists might be having sexual relations with Deshaun, which, again, that's, I don't know whether you'd call that hearsay or what have you. You know, like, okay, there's lots of rumors. You hear rumors, or did the person specifically tell one of those women? Does that come up in testimony? And then at what point, if ever, was that relayed to the Texans?
Yep. All right. Now the two Texans employees that are mentioned in this as having directly aided Deshaun in some way with administrative stuff, not aided him in terms of whatever he's accused of, but aided Brent Nakara talks about him, the director of security. He's the one that Deshaun had told about the Instagram post that Nia Smith had put on Instagram threatening to expose Watson. Nakara got that post scrubbed off the internet. It was kind of a big deal was made of that in the lawsuit, but then it kind of casually mentioned that some of Watson's personal information was in the post. That makes sense to me.
Well, but also I was confused about this, because the way Busby frames it, it's that Nakara had the post removed.
Yeah.
But later it looks more like Nakara may have asked Nia Smith to remove it because of the personal information.
Right.
So it wasn't, I mean, there's a, like, you do have to remember when you're reading through all this stuff that it's, these are allegations and it's by one side of the attorney. Like, there's a few times here where, like, Busby in interviewing Ramirez, you know, Ramirez says he found it strange that Deshaun was borrowing
massage tables.
Yeah. Busby phrases that as Ramirez said it was very strange.
Right.
So there's a little bit of spin to everything.
Right. So Nakara's role in this was he was the one that provided Deshaun with the non-disclosure agreement after Deshaun had told him about this post from Nia Smith on Instagram that was threatening to expose him. So Nakara gave him the NDA that he wound up using with massage therapists moving forward. So that's Nakara's role. Roland Ramirez, who's the director of player care and head trainer, told HPD that he and Jack Easterby helped Watson get the membership at the Houstonian, where he used a room there to get several of the massages. It even mentions in here that the GM of the Houstonian complained to the Texans about the number of women Watson had coming through there. So that's an interesting thing.
That the GM
of the Houstonian, this spa and basically like a local resort almost that has a business relationship with the Texans, the GM of the Houstonian went to the team and said, "Hey, man, he's got a lot of women going through here."
You think this has been good or bad for the Houstonian overall? There's a part in this lawsuit where Busby points out that the Houstonian has one of the best spas in the state or something like that.
I don't think business is going down at the Houstonian, if that's what you're asking me. Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, I think they pride themselves as kind of a venerable institution in Houston.
They do.
So the GM at one point, according to this lawsuit, complained to the Texans, which would have been another indication to at least whoever got that complaint that perhaps something was askew.
Right. Yeah. And also with Roland Ramirez, as Seth mentioned, there was a lot of exchange in this lawsuit about the fact that Deshaun was borrowing massage tables from the team. And Ramirez is in here, is deposed in here as saying, "I told Deshaun that," you know, basically saying, encouraging him to use massage therapists that were employed by the team, not these outside ones.
Yeah, we should probably explain, like, each time we mention Ramirez, like head athletic trainer Roland Ramirez.
Yes.
There's a lot of names here.
There are.
So at various times, it seems like people had expressed their concern to Deshaun about, or at least Ramirez had says that he made the point to Deshaun that they had the resources and could help him with whatever he needed. And then I guess it's not clear exactly what the Houstonian quote unquote membership entailed. I was confused about that. Like, was Deshaun just using somebody else's membership that already existed? They said they procured a membership for him, but it was in somebody else's name because apparently the Houstonian has
an age limit.
You got to be a certain age before you can get the membership. So Deshaun didn't get one himself.
Well, Ramirez says in here in the deposition, it was under his name.
It was under Roland's name.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Yep. Because Deshaun said he was.
Oh, Deshaun doesn't know who actually facilitated all of it. That's what he had said.
Deshaun just was like, "Hey, they got me a room." So I think, okay, so let's net this all out, because you're right. It's a lot of names. There's a lot of players in this thing. It's certainly, I don't think, Seth, I would net this out. I would say it's certainly not nothing. This is not something the Texans are just going to flick off their shoulder like a bug or anything like that. I think the big questions are, what exactly did the Texans know? The Texans, not Genuine Touch. Genuine Touch is a contractor of the Texans. What did the Texans employees know about Deshaun Watson's behavior? And is it unreasonable to think that they should have been asking more questions about Deshaun?
Well, right, yeah.
They should have dug into it more. That's where the negligence comes in.
Well, and this is the interesting thing when it comes to like, this is the super legal side of things. Just how much of a duty does an employer have to protect citizens at large from its employees when it's a non-Texans related thing? You know, even though Deshaun's doing that for his career, like, are the Texans responsible for all 60 plus players they have on the roster, the practice squad, at any given time as they're out in public and conducting themselves as private citizens? That's the big question. And just like, it does lending a massage table make you an accessory to a I would say a crime, except there's no actual, you know, criminal trial going on. That's the part I don't know. That's the part where I'm guessing it gets real hairy when you're trying to hash this thing out.
Yeah, that's the part that's not really, not answered in the lawsuit. Like, what did the Texans know about Deshaun's behavior that should have been prevented societally? Like, preventing him from going to Instagram and scheduling massage therapists is really something you're doing more in the interest of your team, because he's your most valuable commodity and you don't want strangers working on him, especially in a COVID time, right?
Right, right.
And the question becomes, how much should the Texans have been responsible for knowing?
Yeah.
How much did they know? And from there, if the feeling is that they should have been doing more digging on Deshaun, like, to me, the thing that where I don't, at least in the 42 pages of the lawsuit that I've read three times, I wasn't really able to make a connection, was how much did Genuine Touch tell the Texans about, because Genuine Touch seemed to know a lot, right?
Yeah.
Just Deshaun's general sketchiness. He had sex with some of their massage therapists.
Allegedly, according to the lawsuit.
According to the lawsuit. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. The towel trick. According to the lawsuit, they knew a lot. How much of that made it over onto the Texans' front lawn? And from there, how much should have been prevented moving forward? That, to me, is the big question that, Busby were listening. He'd probably say, well, you should be able to infer from the lawsuit exactly what should or should not have happened. But that's, to the letter of the law, I think that's the thing that, if I'm the Texans today, that I'm trying to dig into is, okay, what did our people know? And what steps should we have taken if Deshaun did these things? What steps should we have taken to prevent those? And we should mention, too, we mentioned all the names of the people who directly had interactions with Deshaun on this. Jack Easterby is the only executive with the Texans mentioned in this lawsuit, because everybody who you and I have named, Seth, either through a business relationship like Genuine Touch or through direct employment, all report up through football operations with the Texans.
Yeah. So, how was it Easterby mentioned?
He's mentioned by Roland Ramirez as helping get the membership at the Houstonian procured.
And that was that was Jack Easterby's only appearance.
That's the extent of his appearance in this lawsuit.
Yeah. This lawsuit so far, there weren't any stories of either Ramirez or Nakara relaying any information up to somebody higher up.
Nope.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. And that's another one of those sticky things where it comes down to, okay, like, how much of a responsibility is the organization for creating an atmosphere where people weren't reporting what they should have reported and what have you? This will be interesting to see how far along it gets. I don't know if I've seen – does anything in here seem particularly damning at the moment from the Texans' perspective? Not from Deshaun's perspective, but from the Texans' perspective.
Particularly damning? I don't know. I think the only thing I would say is maybe they should have asked more questions. Especially once you get a woman on Instagram saying, I'm going to expose you. That's the one to me. That's always been the one to me where I go, okay, well, that's where the rubber meets the road is when, what did Deshaun tell Brent Nakara when he came to get a non-disclosure agreement from
him? Right. Well, look, I think it would be really easy to pass that off as if that's all you're showing, just the same way. It's like, I can't reiterate this enough. And whenever you hear Rusty Harden speak or Tony Busby speak or what have you, they can be very convincing at showing you little snippets of things.
Yes.
So you have to be really careful in reading through a lawsuit or reading through anything Rusty Harden says and taking too much from it when you're only seeing little snippets, either for or against Deshaun Watson. But I think when if Deshaun went to Brent Nakara and showed him that Instagram post, I think it would probably be pretty easy for him to pass it off as like, hey, this is for whatever my relationship with her. She's angry at me and what have you.
Yeah.
I just want to be sure going forward that I don't run into issues like that.
Yeah.
You know, depending on what other information Brent Nakara had, who Deshaun, by the way, did not know Brent Nakara's last name.
No.
Which happens. It happens, I suppose. So what did he call him? Brent Vaccaro?
Vaccaro.
I could see myself doing that, so I can't run him. I can't run him through the ringer for that one. But I, like,
you would not do that with people who you know. You mix up names of people on the show sometimes. Like, You drop a first name. You call Jordan Akins Jeremy Akins sometimes. People that you're a sincere person. People that you know, you remember their names.
There's multiple times now where we've seen that Deshaun definitely just doesn't know the names of the people that he's dealing with.
Yeah.
Like various, he's not like he's trying to protect them or anything.
No.
Like the police know who they are. The people in the lawsuit know who they are. Deshaun just doesn't know their names.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, the little people out there. So,
yeah.
So it's a really interesting read. I would encourage you to get your hands on it. And I will reiterate what Seth said. Know that this is coming from one side of the equation. This is through the prism of Tony Busby, one accuser, and several, at least depositions from several different Texans employees. All right. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in on the show. We'll certainly be circling back to that at some point here along the way. The Astros, they get it going again tonight in New York. More good news if you're a fan of your Astros getting some accolades. That's next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.